That opening song by Dale Crider went through, the strands of Florida. I mentioned the Devil's Garden, the Okaloosa Strand, the Fakahatchee Strand, Jane's Scenic Drive, and all that stuff. It's down in South Florida. It's all part of the Florida experience that, again, our state legislature is messing around with. There's a bill filed yesterday in the legislature that, among other things, prevents us from using the word climate change anymore. And there's many other aspects to that bill that we'll talk about, you know, in the shows to come as it goes through the legislature. But it eliminates grants that goes to school districts and city commissions to finance measures to cut down on greenhouse grasses and that sort of thing. Now, we are at the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation building here at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South, right here in St. Petersburg. And we're proud to be here. I've been a part of the wildlife corridor business from the very beginning, many years ago in the 70s, and when people first started talking about the fact that the animals have to move. And if you're ever able to visit the corridor office here, you can see a big map, gigantic map on the wall that shows the lands that have been purchased, put into conservation easements that will allow when things are set, animals like the panther, the bear, some of these long distance travelers, all the way from the Fakahatchee, from the Everglades, all the way up to the Georgia state line, and it's a fabulous, fabulous idea and worth all the support anybody can give it. Now we've got a couple of musicians here that donating their time today to play environmental songs that have something to do with the wildlife corridor. And up first, I think we're going to have Pat Barmore. Pat is a singer-songwriter with the Florida Boys. You can see him on most Wednesdays right at the Study Lounge over there. Certain Wednesdays, we never know. We try to report it. but anyway, you can look in your Go Tonight and find out where the Florida Boys are playing. Pat, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Okay. Can you hear Pat? All right.
We're getting his levels on the fly.
All right.
Now, Pat has an interesting song about a panther that, tell him the story of this panther.
Yeah, there's a panther. He was a product of the breeding program. It was a big alpha male because of the breeding program. The panthers were getting very inbred. And he was responsible for just about every litter on the west coast of the Everglades. And he took to peeking in windows. So the locals called him Don Juan. and when I say that, there's never been a documented attack on a human being by a Florida panther. Okay? They're very much, stay away from humans. So that was kind of unusual to see him. You know, this one lady was reading a book, and she looked up, and he's peeking through the window at her. So but what happened to him is, in their ultimate wisdom, they gave a guy a permit to start a Shetland pony ranch right near Golden Gate and down there, and they might as well put up a neon sign that said Buffet Open for the panther. So one at a time, it was an easy hit for Don Juan to take out a Shetland pony.
Why was it so easy for that panther to get in there? Because they only had a fence that was three or four feet high.
Well, and it wasn't chain link or anything like that. Yeah. It was just a regular horse fence. I mean, he could just crawl right under it.
Or jump over it.
Yeah. So anyway, he complained to the wildlife officials, so they came and darted Don Juan, and they took him about 50 miles away and dumped him in the big cypress swamp. And 3 days later, he was back. So after he killed the next little pony, they darted him again, and they put him in the home of Sassa Springs Wildlife Park, where he spent the rest of his life.
Well, let's hear the song, man.
All right. So Don Juan doesn't work. So the title of this song is Romeo Really Don Juan. Well, Romeo made his last stand on the Fakahatchee Strand, shot and drugged and thrown in a trunk on a one-way ride like a wise guy. Dumped in a big cypress hardwood hammock in a croaker's sack. Yeah, but Romeo came back. Yeah, Romeo came back. Well, Romeo wandered out last night. He was looking to stir things up. Maybe a turkey or a kitty or some kid's prize pup. And life gets easy where the swamp meets civilization. Yeah, you don't have to wrestle hog, a deer, or a coon. And it's easy killing under the old choppy moon. And Romeo made his last stand on the Fakahatchee Strand, shot and drugged and thrown in a trunk on a one-way ride like a wise guy. Dumped in a big cypress hardwood hammock in a croaker's sack. Yeah, but Romeo came back. Yeah, Romeo came back. Romeo's not like the others. He's a regular peeping Tom. He's an aging Lothario with seven wives in the swamp. He's got a half-breed pedigree. He's the daddy of the alley. He's the kind of cat who goes out and gets what he wants. But Romeo got deported like a dog. And Romeo made his last stand on the Fakahatchee Strand, shot and drugged and thrown in a trunk on a one-way ride like a wise guy. Dumped in a big cypress hardwood hammock in a croaker's sack. Yeah, but Romeo came back. Yeah, Romeo came back. Romeo, Romeo, Romeo.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, Pat, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is a great song, and it's a true story.
It's a true story. Absolutely.
There's every panther has a different story. In fact, in the early days, they gave them all numbers. I think they still do give them.
Yeah.
Give
them numbers. The ones that they call her. Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that they call her. And I always thought that it would be a great book to just tell the story of each panther, what they have done. But that's great. What do you think, Tim? Let's. What we're going to do is bring up Noelle. Is she around? She is the curator here at the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Now, what can we put Noelle?
Either one of those mics is fine.
Yeah, can somebody help her get the mic together?
And we got some comments from Facebook. Hal right. Tony says, good morning all from snowy cold Three Lakes, Wisconsin. Gary and Linda Harrell say good morning. Alexis Baum says happy wildlife weekend. Mark Schofield said good morning. And Radio St. Pete was listening, which is good. They say good morning as well.
There you go. Well, good morning, everyone who's listening.
And I forgot Terry Pavinsky. Terry and Winston are on board. I'm sorry about that, guys. They say they're on board this morning.
All right. Good morning, Terry and Winston.
Well, welcome to the Florida Folk Show, Noelle.
Well,
I'm over here,
so
Noelle Smith.
I wasn't sure if I was on yet or not.
No, you're on. You got to get right up on that mic unless Tim turns it up.
Well, we go. This is so great to see you guys here this morning and hear the music and invite you. You are the first visitors to our show. here at the Florida Wildlife Corridor called Timeless, Art, Science, and Nature at Archibald Biological Station. And so our new gallery here, the Wild Space Gallery, is dedicated to issues of the environment and mental health and love of the environment. So what we have brought here for our second show, again, Timeless, these are works by artists and scientists working at Archibald Biological Station, which is a place like none other on Earth.
Where is it located?
It's located in Central Florida below Lake Placid. So, Liz, do you want to say a little bit about the location of Archibald?
Hi, Liz Nail, gallery manager here at Wild Space Gallery. They are located in Venus, Florida, so it's right on the ridge. So they have diverse ecosystems there, scrublands and pine woods and wetlands too. So they're able to study all different type of ecological areas of the state.
They've been there for a while, long time.
Yeah, right? They started, it was established in 1941 by Richard Archibald, who's a zoologist himself. So, and over those years, they've had scientists and artists in residency there studying all the unique biodiversity that that lives there, that is so important for this state.
So they're there, right there on the Celestial Highway.
That's a beautiful way of saying it.
Yeah, I think they're close to the Kissimmee State Park down there, which is a dark sky park. I've been there before.
Yeah, and the Avon Park Air Force area. So they've had these. The reason I called the exhibition Timeless is because they've been conducting long-term studies, like the longest-term study of the endangered Florida scrub jay. Has been taking there ornithologists, entomologists. We have an entomologist here who's made a lifelong study of ants. And you can come here and look at little baby ants through a microscope. And so herpetology, all kinds of things that they study there, the lakes, the rivers. So it's just an amazing place. What takes it a step further is that the scientists here are so interested in art. And then they bring in artists who are very interested in science. And I think that both fields require immense imagination, creativity, curiosity, and the drive, a tremendous drive to express themselves. So not only do the scientists here at Archibald study science, but they find ways of interpreting that in artistic and you might even say spiritual ways. And then they have an artist program where they bring in artists and they study the environment and they express the same thing but in artistic terms.
So this is an example of what you're talking about,
yes.
This display here at the...
Yes. So we have photographs, we have a little baby bird nest. we have portraits of the people who work the land, and we're having an education program.
Yes, so part of the exhibit, the program director of education down at Archibald is, I'm giving a little shout out to Dustin Angel. He's been so great to us. He contributed a lot of his photographs. He's also a artist in his own right, but he's coming here in a couple of weeks to do a children's workshop with us that they do at their camp down there. So they're all about education too and getting the word out about the natural places in Florida. Mm-hmm. So we're opening up our spaces for kids to come and learn about science careers, and then they can do a little drawing and writing about what they could see themselves doing in the future. Also, there'll be an appearance of a live snake, I hear.
Yes, a live snake.
So that's always a good icebreaker.
Well, you know what makes me think, talking about this, I didn't really know that background about Archibald, but one of the people that Tim and I spent some time looking at his world was Tom Gaskins. I don't know if you remember that name. He lived up there, not far from Venus, but on Fish Eating Creek area. And he had a place called the Cypress Knee Museum. And he would go into the woods and he would find cypress knees that looked like he'd find one that looked like a woman's ballet foot, you know. And he would cut off the cypress knee, but that didn't hurt the tree. And he'd hollow it out. And he had a whole museum of just all kinds of bizarre things.
Fascinating.
If you looked at them, do you remember any of the other ones?
Yeah, he had like one that looked like FDR. He had one that looked like a lady with
a hippopotamus.
Yeah, with a
Carmen Miranda
hat. Yeah,
it was really wild.
One that looked like Stalin. He had one. I don't know, just all sorts of crazy different ones. But yeah, it was one of those weird things where, like, if you looked at it yourself, you may not see it, but then once he pointed out, like, this one looks like that, you're like, oh yeah, gosh, that is
then
absolutely.
You can't unsee it ever.
Yeah. Oh man, so Amber and I found on Airbnb, apparently there's a house that Tom Gaskins built that is available on Airbnb, which is crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, kind of like the one that his son lives in, you know, built with the...
But he was an artist.
Yeah,
he was an artist, and he would see just a pile of stuff, and he'd put it on the wall, and there was a ghostly galley.
Amazing.
And he used to take there were trees along the U.S. 27, and he would climb up there, and he'd put words on the trees like
these wooden signs,
like the Burmese type advertisements, like "Lady, if he won't stop, hit him on head with shoe." Stuff like that on there, you know. And,
I wonder what's become of all of that.
So his son has some of it, although some of the best ones got stolen a few years back. But yeah, it's I don't know. He was a really, really interesting man. Not only did he do all that cool stuff, but he invented all sorts of stuff. His turkey call is world renowned, and he invented
it was so good that the hunters would get shot by other hunters. Because the turkey call was so
good.
Yeah,
instead of being like a mouth call, it's this little block with chalk that you strike, and I don't know, it's really neat.
But anyway, that I just wanted to mention that because it's funny how artists, there's all kinds of artists in that Central Florida area.
Yeah.
And that's fabulous.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get some of those guys in here.
Maybe we can get a little video of some of that of that display.
Oh yeah, we've got on our YouTube page, and you can also find it on FloridaFolkShow.com. We have a whole like hour long episode all about Tom Gaskins that has a bunch of the pictures. And,
yeah, love to see it.
Yeah.
And an old interview you did with him out in the swamp.
Yeah, How long will this be up?
Till March 29th.
March 29th.
Okay. And we're having three events. Liz mentioned the children's workshop, which is on
24th.
The 24th.
And the same day, the evening, we're having
March 24th.
I'm sorry, February 24th, 2 weeks from now. And then that same evening, we're having an author talk with Kirsten Hines and her book, Wild Florida. She'll have a presentation in Tombolo Books partnering with us. So we'll have her book on sale. And then coming second Saturday, Art Walk in March will be Hillary Swain from Archbold, who is the executive director. And then the week after, we'll have Mark Dayrup, who is entomologist.
He'll be doing his ant lab. He'll be talking about, and believe me, reading his book about ants is like watching a soap opera. I never knew that ants had such a dramatic life.
Social life.
I'm gonna have to check that out. That sounds awesome.
Will that be right here?
Yes, it will.
Here,
and they're all free and open to the public.
Don't say that. We're not allowed
We can't say prices.
And
that's the price.
No,
seriously, it's an FCC regulation because we're a nonprofit radio station.
So.
Fantastic. That
well, besides this exhibit we have going on in Archbold, the foundation also has an exhibit currently at the Florida State Fair. That's it's called You Are Here. It's a photography exhibit, and that was moved. It was for a year stationed at the Florida House in Washington, D.C. in the Capitol Hill, and so now it's making its tour around the state, and its first stop is the State Fair, and so it'll be there through the 19th. It's in their forestry building, so it's beautiful photographs of wetlands, working lands, wildlife crossings, and there's another W. What is it, Noel? Oh my goodness, I'm blanking. There's four different regions on it, and beautiful photographs showcasing why it's so important to save these lands in Florida.
Yes, just it's a very nice little encapsulated exhibition. So,
well, it's so important, and like I say, I've been associated with the corridor movement even before it was known as the corridor. Way back when, as a reporter. And then as a member of the governor's Florida Panther Council. And just the way the world is today is so different from back then. And back then, there was a whole lot of land, a whole lot of wilderness around. And you wondered, and there were a limited amount of animals. So something was going wrong there, you know. And the panther was down to, there used to be signs saying less than 30 remain on the highways, like State Road 29 and Alligator. Well, Alligator Alley wasn't even there, just the Tamiami Trail. And it's so important to save those lands. And
yes, it is.
And when I see some of these bills that come before the legislature, or like I always talk about on this show, if you head east from the St. Petersburg area or Bradenton, and you go over the roads that go across to the East Coast, you see all these subdivisions that are built. With every house the same, no trees.
No, it was,
but there might be a tree that's like 3 feet tall that they plant, hoping it'll grow someday. And they had cut down probably a gigantic old 100-year-old tree to put up the house.
No, when Amber and I were driving out to Lake Kissimmee State Park last week, no, it was just crazy how much that sprawl has spread all the way. Like, it took us forever just to get through Bradenton and the end of that.
So the work you're doing is very, very important, and connecting it with art, I think, is just fabulous.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here today, and great conversation.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, do you want me to? I've got Hold On Big Cat queued up if you want.
Well, yeah, that's a good song for now. This is a song that was written years ago, back when the school kids they had a vote. We didn't have a state animal, and this is but way back in the 70s when the school kids they allowed the fourth graders, and they passed out pictures of animals and let them pick one, you know. And it was in the days when they were going to put an airport in the Everglades, a whole big old giant airport. They were going to move Miami's International Airport out to the Everglades. They were going to put a Ford Motor Company test track out there. They were all thinking about things that we can do to this great wasteland in their minds, but
right.
It was a beautiful
ecosystem.
There's
nothing
ecosystem.
Here. Let's put something, yeah.
And so this is called Hold On Big Cat.
Tell me, did you ever see that? Spider web sparkle in the morning dew. Jewels in the land of the very last few. Jewels in the kingdom of the very last few. Hold on.
Okay, that was T.C. Carr on the harmonica, Vinnie Sipleski on the bass, Norman Dusen on the piano, Lenny Austin on the guitar. I'm missing somebody, but I'll remember it. All local artists here from Pinellas County. And
you wrote that with T.C., right?
Yes, I wrote the words, and T.C. and the band created the music.
There you go.
It was quite a popular song back then. And now, is there any other news that we need to report, Stephanie?
Well, I did want to report that the Will McLean Festival is coming up on March 8th, 9th, and 10th, a family-friendly event for all ages. The Will McLean Festival will be celebrated by 90 musical groups, including the Florida Boys, I heard this morning. Music on three covered stages includes original and traditional songs in Americana, blues, Celtic, bluegrass, country, and modern folk. Besides performances, there's going to be workshops and several jam areas. If you guys want to find more about this, there is a wonderful post by the Will McLean Festival in the Florida Folk Show Facebook group, and you can also go to willmclean.com/festival.
All right, I'm really excited about there's so many of our friends of the show that are going to be there.
That's right.
But
all right. Now, who do we have here?
We've got Lisa Thomas coming up. How you doing, Lisa?
Very well. I went to the state fair yesterday on my birthday, and we went into the little building that has, big building that has chickens and rabbits and all that sort of thing. And I thought last night when I got home, I should have taken pictures. Some of those chickens had their hair done.
There you go. I never take enough pictures. I always forget. Oh, no.
I don't. There was a yak there one year. I must have taken 50 pictures of him.
A yak. What is a yak?
It's a large animal that looks like a cow, but it's got
but
giant
it's really
horns.
Furry.
Yeah,
furry.
And they're furry.
But it talks too much. That's why they call it a yak.
Yakety-yak, don't talk back.
Why was drawn to him?
What's Marty doing way in the back there?
You know, he's just...
He's posting pictures on the Facebook group.
He's actively participating in the group chat.
I'd like to hear his comments, you know.
Marty, you are wanted.
And I want his critique of Lisa's performance coming up here.
Lisa is always wonderful. Thanks for coming. We can't wait to hear you.
Now, Lisa Thomas is the widow of the legendary Frank Thomas. I have to give her so much credit. She has kept the spirit of Frank Thomas alive. She's learned quite a bit of his songs, and they're not easy songs because, he's got that that deep voice, and Lisa has a sweeter voice, but she pulls it off really, really well.
No, I love hearing her sing his songs.
Aren't you kind? Going to start with Rainbows and Rivers.
Yay!
Now, that was actually a name of an album, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the whole CD album is...
Frank and... was it Frank and Ann or Frank and...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Only one I was on is the last session.
The last sessions, right. Okay.
So, Rainbows and Rivers. That ain't the right word.
See, you're using that capo and Frank made that happen.
Yeah, he ain't here to pull him away. He stole Val Caracappa's Valerie Wisecracker. He stole her. She had her name on it and everything.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So I gave it back to her. Rochelle needed a capo, so I gave her one out of the drawer that had so many in it. Yeah, he didn't like capos. He said, use the whole neck. That's why God put it there. So, rainbows and rivers. A rainbow watching over the land is the essence of beauty from nature's own hand. What if man... Well, what in the hell was that? But if man would change it, I'm sure that he would. He'd make some improvements and we'd lose it for good. Falls, rainbows and rivers weren't meant to be straight when man intrudes on their natural state and starts to improve on what nature designed. We'll lose our pure waters and our rainbows won't shine. The old Kissimmee River was created long ago when nations determined where its waters would flow down to the big lake and then on out to sea. Not quite an improvement on the old Kissimmee. So we dug a big ditch, straight and true, down to Okeechobee to flush the waters through. So if Mother Nature has a river to make, she can come see our ditch and correct her mistakes. If something was happening we didn't anticipate, we had streamlined the river, but we were killing the lake. That winding old river had kept the waters pure. We straightened out the river and created a sewer. Cause rainbows and rivers weren't meant to be straight when man intrudes on their natural state and starts to improve on what nature designed. We'll lose our pure waters and our rainbows won't shine. So if anyone tells you they can straighten a rainbow, tell them about a big ditch they should see. There once was a beautiful winding old river that carried pure water down to Okeechobee. And if there's ever talk of improving rainbows, just tell them about a trip they should take to see this big sewer that takes the pollution from central Florida down to the big lake. And rainbows and rivers weren't meant to be straight.
That's one of my favorites. No, no.
That's for Tim.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Now, you got other songs, one or two more, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then maybe we can try to get Marley up here from the Wildlife Corridor. And Scotty Lee is here, and so is Emmett Carlisle. And I have to give Emmett credit. He came all the way down from Gainesville to play with us here, so we're going to let him... end the show with a couple songs. And Lisa, you came all the way from, is it technically Lake Wales?
It's East Lake Wales out in the woods.
East Lake Wales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, area, it's actually kind of a big area. Do you miss Tiger Creek Forest and Tiger Creek Preserve.
Oh. Do you miss Rattlesnake Road?
If I drive past it.
I meant emotionally, do you miss it?
Why would I miss it? I still live there, Pete.
I'm the one asking questions.
What? But she's saying she still lives there. On
I want to answer it correctly.
All right.
You're a mess, Pete. That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
All right. You want to play another one for us, Lisa?
Yeah. It's called The Storyteller.
All right.
Some people call it the Manatee Song.
Oh, this is the one that I love.
Yeah.
A grandmother sat on the banks of a spring and told her grandchild of magical things, of unicorns and dragons with gold on their wings, and the old days of queens and kings. The child watched the clouds and saw her pictures up there of elephants and princesses with long flowing hair, and unicorns, and once a pair of dancing bears, and an old man in a rocking chair. And the child said, "Grandma, were there ever really unicorns? And did they dance and prance, and could they sing? How I'd love to have been a living way back then to have seen such enchanting things." Again she told her tales of Argonauts whose sails swept them towards a fleece of gold, and Excalibur whose blade awaits King Arthur's shade, and the brightest of the heroes of old. And the child said, "Grandma, were there ever really knights so bold? And did they find the Holy Grail? How I'd love to have been a living way back then to have seen them in their shining mail." Well, the generations passed, the spring at long last hosts that little girl and her own grandchild. She tells stories of the days of bygone sirens, so meek and gentle and mild. And the child said, "Grandma, were there ever really manatees? And did they really swim in this spring? How I'd love to have been a living way back then to have seen such enchanting things." And the child said, "Grandma, were there ever really manatees?"
All right. You're listening to the Florida Folk Show on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTBLP St. Petersburg, where local music lives.
Support for the Florida Folk Show comes from the Will McLean Foundation. The foundation produces the annual Will McLean Music Festival, featuring all Florida artists. They also produce monthly concerts and award annual college scholarships. The Will McLean Foundation also operates the Florida Sam Music Ranch, formerly the Sartoma Youth Ranch.
All right.
Okay. Well, how about a Florida song? What's your favorite Florida song of Frank's? Or?
Well, I'm actually going to do one of Ann's.
Of Ann's? Okay.
It's called Mama's Song.
Is it about Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida, my Florida, where the sun shines through the rain to wash away my pain. and I'm a child again. Wrapped with wonder in my mother's knee as she unfolds the mystery of the heron and the crane in her Florida. My Florida. She gave me diamonds in the morning dew and silence when the moon was new, and the jewel that is the hummingbird and the power of the spoken word and the taste of sugar cane in her Florida. My Florida. From nowhere she took me for her very own and showed me where the fireflies shone in the evening just us two, and how very strong I grew when I came with the hurricanes to her Florida. My Florida. This my mother gave to me, that a thrill to nature's majesty. I wonder at what I hear and see, and her gentle nature song told me I belonged in her Florida. Her Florida. In her Florida. My Florida.
That song also reminds me of my mother. Anne wrote it for her mother, and her father was mad because she didn't write one about him.
I don't think I'd heard that one before. I really like that.
I don't think I have either.
That's why I was wondering
what she was going to sing there. Okay. Excellent. You've gone down into the archives.
There you go. Deep cuts with Lisa here.
Two of them were Ann's.
So one more good Frank song. What do you think? Or do you want to not do any more?
Well, I'll do the first one that Frank ever wrote.
All right.
It's called My Heart is Buried in This Sand.
There you go.
I've seen the Blue Ridge Mountains standing so high, the Shenandoah River with its valley so wide. I've seen all the His beauty made by God's own hand. But Florida, I love you, and my heart is buried in this sand. The old Suwannee River flows down from the north, the great Atlantic coast, where the Spanish built their fort, and the mighty Everglades in the southern reaches of this land. Oh, Florida, I love you, and my heart is buried in this sand. The sea breezes are blowing all through the Keys. The orange trees are growing all across the ridge. And the battlefield at Old Lusty, where General Colquitt made his stand. Oh, Florida, I love you, and my heart is buried in this sand. Love you, and my heart is buried in this sand.
All right. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you so much for coming up from Rattlesnake Road, Lake Wales.
East Lake Wales,
for this special day at the Florida Wildlife Foundation, Florida Wildlife Corridor.
Maybe next time.
Foundation
swamp
building.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
I have Jeff's announcements, if you want, real quick.
Okay. And then we'll talk to Marley.
Yes, sir. All right, so second Saturday Art Walk is tonight from 5 to 9. Over 40 galleries and studios open their doors. You can start off at the Craftsman House, where they have specials on select gifts for Valentine's Day. Craftsman House presents nationally touring singer-songwriter Seth Glier this Friday, February 16th at 7. Seth is a Grammy nominee and five-time Independent Music Award winner. The St. Petersburg Science Festival takes place all day today. I believe that started at 10. At the USF St. Pete campus and Pointer Park, an annual celebration where families and the public can explore the wonders of hands-on science, technology, engineering, art, and math. The event is held in conjunction with Marine Quest, the annual open house of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Fish and Wildlife Research Institute. Alan the Witch presents Buffalo Strange today at 4:20, Tuesday Kaylee Baker at 7, Witchgrass Bluegrass Jam every Wednesday at 7, and this Friday Someday Honey plays at 7:30. Geez, there are a lot of announcements from Jeff. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., Tampa Bay Watch has a special bird-watching excursion aboard their eco-vessel to spot feathered friends in their natural habitat. The program includes a boat-based visit to a local bird sanctuary island with plenty of time for observation, and educators will share their knowledge of the local avian population. All proceeds support Tampa Bay Watch's mission to foster a healthy Tampa Bay watershed through community-driven restoration projects, education programs, and outreach initiatives. And finally, the Grand Central Mardi Gras celebration is next Sunday. Yes, it's a May. Next Sunday, February 18th from noon to 5. It will take place on the entire 2900 block of Central Ave with Craftsman House, Hawthorne Bottle Shop, the Studio Public House, Mutz and Martinis, Beds New Orleans, food, drink, music, etc. All right.
That Tampa Bay Watch, where do people go to board the boat?
You know, that feels like some like super relevant information that should have been included. I'm not sure. This is my first hearing of it. Yeah, so I guess Google Tampa Bay Watch. Someone on Facebook figured that out for us.
People can give us a chat on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the Florida Folk Show 96.7, or Florida Folk Show Sunshine 96.7 Facebook group. Rayford's tuning in, Mrs. Barmore's there, Baron Robert, lots of fun folks on there today.
All right. Welcome. Well, you welcomed us, so we're going to welcome you to the radio show. This is Marley Fuller, and what is your exact title?
Strategic Communications Director.
Strategic Communications Director.
The wearer of all hats. I do a little bit of everything
yes,
here.
Yes, yes. The first question I have for you is, is this building, when or is this building open to the public?
Yes, this building is open to the public. So if you have been to the factory at St. Pete, we are two doors down from the fairgrounds. So that's the big kind of anchor location here. There's a beautiful mural by Ernesto Morenje out front that has a beautiful heron and several species, flora and fauna, that we love here in Florida. And our open to the hours, our open hours for the public are located on Google. So that's the best way to look at that because they kind of change depending on what's going on throughout the month. We have several different events that happen here. But you can stop by to see us Monday through Friday. We're here from 10 to 5. And then every second Saturday, we're open from 5 to 9 p.m.
And when people come here, they would be able to go to the exhibit that Noelle was talking about.
Right, yes, yeah. So the Timeless exhibit is here until March 29th, but we have rotating exhibits. So if you check out floridawildlifecorridor.org, you can see some of those upcoming exhibits as well.
So this is the foundation headquarters, basically.
It is.
And a lot of serious work goes on here.
We have fun, too.
Well, you know.
Can't always be serious all the time.
That's true.
Let me tell you about our mission. For the listeners that don't know about our mission, we champion a collaborative campaign to permanently connect protect, and restore the Florida Wildlife Corridor. And the Florida Wildlife Corridor is 18 million connected acres that span from the Everglades all the way up through the middle of the state to the Alabama-Georgia border. And they are both public and private land, so they're interconnected. So you'll see 75 state parks within that Florida Wildlife Corridor and working agricultural land. So where our fruits and produce are coming from, our cattle. And, you know, within those lands, a lot of people don't realize that they are, some of them, right in our backyard. So if you enjoy getting out there paddling, hiking, biking, camping, there are oftentimes you are very close to or within the Florida Wildlife Corridor.
Now, the corridor will connect up with other corridors, correct? Like once it gets out over the state line of Florida, it has to have somewhere else to go, right?
Those animals do need somewhere else to go. So Appalachian Trail is one of those connecting points that runs all the way up the East Coast.
Well, that's great. I wanted to donate this. This is the, Tim, I don't know if you can get that on the screen. New initiatives for wildlife conservation. Written by Larry Harris. I helped him on it back when I was at the University of Florida. And he was really the grandfather of the Wildlife Corridor movement. He stressed that all the time. Animals need to move. Mm-hmm. And in this particular paper that was published, authoritative paper, and he followed the exploits of a big old bear, mm-hmm. Florida black bear, that left Big Cypress and went, I don't know how many hundreds of miles, crossed, swam over several rivers, crossed all kinds of highways, hung out at a family reunion.
Yeah, and no one even knew it was there.
No one ever knew it. And that was one of the ways to prove it. The animals have to move. Why do animals have to move?
Well, there are a number of reasons they have to. So you think about, they're out there looking for food, they're looking for a mate. They're looking to explore, they're curious too. And in order for genetic diversity, they need to be able to progress throughout the state. And you know, now I know we're not saying climate change, I heard you announce that when you started the show, but as things are warming up, these animals need to be able to move further north to find the foods that they eat, to be able to survive the conditions that are changing.
Well, that's amazing. But don't worry, we're going to continue to say climate change, global warming, all those things that certain senators and congressmen don't like. But
woke talk.
Wait, yep, woke.
What did he say?
He said it's woke talk.
Well, hopefully, I'm going to say this in public. Hopefully, we can get Carlton Ward one day on this show, wherever we're at. Maybe we'll have to go where he's at. I don't know.
I think he's in Los Angeles right now. It's one of the National Geographic is having one of their speaker summits there.
I'm not trying to go out to LA.
He's on the West Coast.
I mean, I'll do the folk show most anywhere, but I'm not going out to LA for the folk show. I'm sorry, Pete.
Why don't we nab him at the airport when he gets back?
Oh, there you go.
That's a great idea.
Well,
I don't know. I think TSA might get upset with me trying to set up all this gear in the middle of the airport.
Yeah. We'll put it on the side.
There you go.
Well, the last Saturday in April, we're going to be putting on a show at Limestone.
Oh, are we?
And I know Carlton's family has some property out there somewhere because he actually showed up one time at one of those shows. So I know he's in that vicinity. So we'll try to get him to, you know, we'll try to do this. It's very difficult to do this the show live there because the Wi-Fi is so weak. But it seems like it's improving. It's improving.
Maybe.
Artificial intelligence is here, you know.
Well, so. I don't know. I guess we can, I don't know, maybe we need to get Starlink or something.
Get what?
Starlink, the whole satellites in the sky thing.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Well, I'll see Carlton on Monday, so I will let him know that we want him here. So we'll be together in Tallahassee. Monday, February 12th is Florida Wildlife Corridor Day at the Capitol. So things we do is advocate for consistent and meaningful funding. And part of that is being there during legislative season, which is happening right now. So we'll be there alongside 20 other organizations that are out there to protect, reconnect and restore the Florida Wildlife Corridor, representing in the Capitol Rotunda. So if any of your listeners are in the Tallahassee area from 12 to 5 on Monday, they're welcome to stop by and see some of those groups.
We do have some listeners up there. So
my granddaughter's up there at FSU. She's a student there. So
yeah, it's so crazy. She's at FSU. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
She's studying math.
Oh, really?
You know, I tried to get her involved in music, corridors, anything, but she just loves...
Well, music is basically math.
Math is the backbone of all of that.
Yeah, you're right.
Awesome.
Right.
Also, we need more ladies in STEM, so that's awesome.
There you go. Marley, thank you very much and for your hospitality, opening up your place and letting us bring us all of our junk in here.
Thank you. This is amazing. You've really brought the space to life, so the music is beautiful. Thank you for being here.
And you can watch this later on. Tell her where they archive everything.
Yeah, so the Florida Folk Show Sunshine 96.7 Facebook group will have the video up there. And then usually Jay and Joe take these interviews that we do and archive the audio on the Radio St. Pete podcast archive, which you can find at RadioSt.Pete.com or on their handy-dandy mobile app, which is what I usually use.
And what is Wildlife Corridor's Facebook page or website?
Our website is FloridaWildlifeCorridor.org. It's a mouthful.
Okay.
And then we're also on Instagram and Facebook, and our handle is at Florida Wildlife Corridor.
Yeah, we tagged you guys in the live video, so everyone can find y'all.
And you have information that the public can take away? Have you connected with any schools or anything like that? Because we were talking earlier about the Publix coloring book that the Publix grocery sent out all over the state of Florida, and they gave awards to kids that did the best coloring jobs and that sort of thing during the days when they were trying to decide, well, what's the state animal, you know? Well, yeah, by far it was the Florida panther, you know, and that's where we are today.
It meant a lot, because back then.
People were ready to give it up. There's no way.
Sometimes these symbolic things can seem like kind of what's the point, but I don't know. I think like the Florida Panther is a great example of how just that extra awareness can really help the cause.
I mean, there were really dramatic things. There's only one female left in all of the Everglades. I remember that during that time, you know, one female wandering around, you know, and then they started put collars on the panthers so they could... find out where they were every day. A lot of research has gone into saving this animal, and I mentioned them because, like Chris Belden said one day to me, when the Florida panther's gone, the wilderness is gone, because that's the animal that covers the most land, you know. So, well, thank you again, and why don't we play a song?
Yeah, I've got one queued up,
and then we get a treble hook. Ready to perform.
All right.
The sky, the water, the sand are treasures not meant for the hand. And the manatee knows where the sweet water flows. And the whippoorwills never will tell. Poor me one sings in the moon's pale, that she's the place where he sleeps. And critters they wade across the slough to the glade, and the music they hear brings him weep. There weep is a song of destruction, of nature that leaves them no say. And how they will live and how they will die, an extinction that comes from this breeze.
I'll just evaporate and return to the air. I might be a cloud in heaven up there. I might just end up a nice foggy dew, my swamps disappearing, and I am too. I was the old Aqua. I was a poor Aquaman.
Oklahoma.
All right, that was Whitey Markle, Poor Ol' Oklawaha, if I can get my mouth working right. And before that, we had Will McLean with the Florida Wildlife Lament song. And now we've got Treble Hook on the stage. Hello.
Hello, hello, St. Pete, Florida. The world, internationally, you know, people tune in across the world.
All however many billion are tuning in right now on Facebook. And
at least 12.
At least 12 billion people are tuned in.
It's all jammed up.
There you go. You got it.
All right. Well, what do you got for us, Scotty?
Well, you know, in the early days before there was a border in Florida, there was two surveys. And one of them was McNeil's line. And they didn't pick McNeil's line. But this is about a black bear that crosses the McNeil's line from Georgia and meets his mate near Tallahassee somewhere. And this is an ancestor of that pair of bears. And that's what this song is kind of about. I'm just an old Florida bear, come from a long line of fine black hair, and I'm just an old Florida bear. Great Pawpaw came from Georgia across McNeil's line. My great mama on Italy, they had a real good time. And I'm just an old Florida bear. And my ancestors roamed these swamps and pine before Spain arrived. And dropped a mess of cattle so you all could survive. And I'm just an old Florida bear. And like a dark man hanging who was never tried, you're all pointing at me with nearly no place left to hide. And I'm just an old Florida bear. And I'll never forget that fateful day if that hunter had his way. When I heard people's making his plea to a junior officer, FWC. He said, peace, I swear, I never seen no bear in a pine over there. So I stood my ground and I shot that hunter down. And I've always felt akin to apologize. The hunter had to die by his own demise. For it was I who wrecked his camp and stole his beer while he was out to trap and snare some other unsuspecting Florida bear. Now you can sing it along with me. I'm just an old Florida bear, come from a long line of fine black hair, and I'm just an old Florida bear. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just an old Florida Perry buddy. Come from a long line of fine black hair, and I'm just an old Florida bear.
All right.
When you're a kid growing up in the 60s, and your parents weren't, you know, they weren't too culturally motivated, I guess, but I remember my first experience with a black bear was going with the neighbors to downtown Clearwater. Mm-hmm. I think it was on the corner of either Druid Road or Cleveland Street. There was somewhere in there, maybe it was up at Myrtle, but there was a gas station or something. There was a vacant lot there, and they had a black bear chained up to a tree there.
That's wild.
And he had no teeth.
Oh, jeez.
You know, and it was this mangy-looking thing, you know. But that, mm-hmm. you know, that was 60s Florida, Clearwater, you know.
Yeah. Well.
And seeing this is an environmental themed thing, I was thinking of. I didn't know this was a waltz at first, and I wrote this, I think it was 15 years ago or something, but I'd been driving around the state, and I had seen the beginning of these sprawls, and I had seen what they did out there at Lakewood Ranch, and I thought, this is really nice. They've got this Lakewood Ranch, and they've got all this nice natural landscape. You drive in there. But I had a job working back there, and I went back behind all that nice landscape, and it was all clear cut. So it was kind of like they were disguising what they were doing along the main road, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you went back there, and it was all clear cut. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of how this song kind of came about. Well, I didn't know it was a waltz.
First. You know, thinking about that last song there, Scotty, you know, the gun laws are probably as loose here in this state as anywhere maybe other than Texas. But I firmly, in my opinion, I support the right to arm bears.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bear arms.
Oh, jeez. Folks, we tune because we care. Oh man, I had a really good bad joke I was going to tell, but I can't remember it.
All of Florida, wake up to the sun. And dance on your beaches and bang on your drums. But don't look behind you lest you don't fear what you've done. Well, the bears and the panthers are all on the run. While you were sleeping, they stole the live oak's homestead. There's a manatee missing, and Crystal River runs red. And while you were dreaming, a mighty storm did sweep. Snapped all the trees you thought you might keep. All of Florida, wake up to the sun. And dance on your beaches and bang on your drums. Oh, awake in Miami to look to the west. Naples is sprawling fast by sunset. The glades run wide, the keys can't get rest. Mosquitoes here are no longer the pest. And Orlando is spreading its golden way. Look all across your wetlands, there's a thief on the take. Lakeland is drying, the St. John's is dying, and the fish you can't eat. The heart of Withlacoochee is losing its beat. And Apalachicola, no, Tate's not your hell. The roads, the building will make you pay for the smell. Tupelo, honey, gold and silver from springs. Look what great fortune all of this brings. All of Florida, wake up to the sun. Dance on your beaches and bang on your drums. But don't look behind you lest you don't fear what the hell you've done. For the bears and the panthers, they're all on.
Nice song, Scotty. How about one more, and we'll get Emmett up to go and end the show for us for with a couple songs. How about that?
All right. And the Florida Folk Show would like to
thank the Will McLean Foundation. The Will McLean Foundation operates the Florida Sand Music Ranch, formerly the Surf Tomi Youth Ranch. More information at willmclean.com. Also, Scotty, that song that you just played made me want to stand up and go, yeah!
Made you want to bang on some drums.
Yeah, totally.
I should have told you to start banging on the tables.
Well, we don't want to mess up their nice new tables. Because we would be like, boom!
Well, I know we're guests here, so... I'm going to put this on the tuna real quick. It's better if I use a tuner than my ear.
All right, Tim, I got one for you. What does a clock do when it's hungry?
I don't know.
It goes back 4 seconds.
Oh.
Marty?
Yes, sir.
Where did Noah keep his bees?
I have no idea.
In the archive.
That is good. Okay. I actually genuinely like that one.
All right,
Scotty.
Reborn in 1947, after her father helped win the Second World War. they fell in love at a place near heaven. You see her rising from a mother's soul, and she's a marvelous attraction. You see her curve from the main road. She's a sideshow distraction by any means. You just watch her, Emmett. She really boils when she moves. And you can see her through the water. It's still crystal clear as she's rising from the cavern stove under a blue sky. A morning sunrise. And in one quick glance, she's gonna catch your eye. And when she touches you, you never want to say goodbye. She's a fine catch, and she will capture your gaze. Yeah, she's a real fine catch, but you better watch her when she plays. She's a fine catch, a real sight to behold. Let's be careful with her heart. You know her blood runs cold. And if she takes you waltzing west of Bayport, you're gonna surely taste her lips at sunset down on the Gulf of Mexico. And on a full moon, high tide, you get to see her bosom rise, the deep blue below, all the stars in the sky. She's a fine catch, and she will capture your gaze. Yeah, she's a real fine catch, but you better watch her when she plays. She's a fine catch, her angel head dancing in the waves. She's a real fine catch, don't you dare let this one get away. She's a fine catch, and you will be amazed. Yeah, she's a real fine catch. She's a wiki watchy mermaid. She's a real fine catch. she's a wee kee kee kee. Wah chee 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 chee. Mermaid.
Thank nice you. Job, Scotty.
All right. Beautiful. Scotty Lee. Scotty Lee. Woo. Let's give him a hand again. Another hand. Beautiful songs. He has many, many, many more. Where are you playing, Scotty?
My next gig is in Sunnyden, Florida. That's Sunnyden like Dunedin, only a little bit hotter. All right. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. Not the Mardi Gras celebration. At Happy's Bayou Bites from 2:30 to 5:30. I'll be singing songs and telling fish tales about sharks, mermaids, fish, Florida, and dogs. And I'll be playing some good time Florida folk and dock and reel. I will be brewing in the dock, and I'll be stomping on the dock for you folks.
So where's that at?
Come Happy? Out and see me. I need all the help I can get. I will be wearing my hat for that.
Where is it? Happy's?
Emmett, get
Happy's
up here.
Happy's Bayou Bites right on Skinner Boulevard.
Happy's Bayou
right
Bites.
Right near the Pinellas Trail, just a little bit east of the Pinellas Trail and Douglas Avenue. It's kind of like 580
yeah.
Main Street.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But when is that?
This Tuesday coming up, the 13th.
I might get up there. Yeah. I might get up there.
2:30 to 5:30.
I like Dunedin. It's just further north than I usually go. You know.
Yeah, I know. It's
all right. Well, we're getting Emmett Carlisle up here.
Hey, Pete, do you know why...
All right, Emmett, let's go. Okay, what?
Quit barking orders at me.
Emmett, can you please sing a song?
Support for the Florida Folk Show comes from the Will McLean Foundation. The foundation produces the annual Will McLean Music Festival, and that's coming up March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
All right.
This is a little song I wrote for the Suwannee River. It's called Suwannee Harmony. Weathered by time, and I love her. She's still on my mind. She comes down from Georgia, gently she flows to the Gulf of Mexico. The Suwannee remembers a long time ago, when tribes of Tamaquin lived on her shores. They were singing a song about living free with the Suwannee harmony. You sing it high, I'll sing it low, like the river. Together we flow. That's the Suwannee harmony. My friend built his home on the banks of the Suwannee. Now he builds guitars for people like me to play by the river, by the old cypress tree at the Suwannee Harmony. You sing it high, I'll sing it low, like the river, together we flow. That's the Suwannee harmony. the Suwannee Harmony.
That was beautiful.
Very nice song. Very nice song.
Thanks. Yeah, this is important stuff that they're doing with this Florida Wildlife Corridor. They're doing a little bit of stuff up in Gainesville, and I did research the Florida Wildlife Corridor, but I didn't look at the Gainesville group that buys private land and turns it into public land and makes little parks out of it, and it's all part of that same joining this big land mass, 18 million acres, which is really cool. So, you know, every time I come over here and play with Pete, I always want to, you know, we're on the Gulf of Mexico. My wife and her family are from Everglades City, and they lived up here in Tarpon for a while, and we were stone crabbers, and her brother still is. He's got like 4,000 traps, you know. Anyway, so they're stone crabbers, and we had that oil spill that really messed them up, and I always like to play this song when I come up to Tampa and St. Pete. It's called The Gulf of Mexico, and this is about the fishermen that on the Gulf. It's 4 a.m. and the diesel churns. Wind is blowing and the coffee burns. This fishing life's the only life we know on the Gulf of Mexico. We're pulling stone crabs off Tarpon Springs. All we make is what the market brings. Some Gulf Coast builder makes all the dough on the Gulf of Mexico. We better save her while we can. Don't want your oil on this Florida sand. The only life we know on the Gulf of Mexico. They banned the net. Hey, it's killing me. Farming clams up in Cedar Key. They make it hard, but I'll never go from the Gulf of Mexico. We better save her while we can. Don't want your oil on this Florida sand. The only life we know on the Gulf of Mexico. On the Gulf of Mexico.
Emmett Carlisle, you've got more for us, don't you, Emmett?
I'm sorry?
You have any more for us?
I've got nine CDs. I'm working on my ninth CD. I've got 4 hours of originals, if you like.
We've got about 7 minutes.
Half of them are Florida songs.
You want to play one more?
Yeah.
We've got 7 minutes.
I'll do a song called Florida Girl.
Florida Girl. Okay.
Oh,
What is that you're playing there?
A ukulele. Okay. Don't tell Frank Thomas. That other mic's gone, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll bring it back.
Oh, that's okay. I can do this. I'll split it. If you might have to
here.
Just...
It's coming out pretty good.
We're good. Barefoot she runs in the Florida sun to her home in the Everglades. She lives by the river, throws rocks at the gators. Sometimes she fishes all day. Mary Elizabeth, get home for supper. Her mommy Daisy calls. And the stars shine so bright in this old choppy night. She's amazed when they fall in this land of flowers like no place in this world. You'll know where to find her. She's a Florida girl. And her family, the gifts that a good life brings. She married a fisherman, we still remember him crabbing off Tarpon Springs. Her sons and her daughter gather around her for stories of Florida's past. Let's swim in blue springs while the mockingbird sings. Make these memories last in this land of flowers like no place in this world. You'll know where to find her. She's a Florida girl. She's a Florida girl. That's
a really good sounding ukulele, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
That really sounded good.
$39, you can get one too.
There you go. All right, you're listening to the Florida Folk Show on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP St. Petersburg, where local music lives. As always, thank you to the Will McLean Foundation for supporting Radio St. Pete and the Florida Folk Show. Let's close it out with the classic Bobby Hicks, I'm Florida.
Hey, thank you, man.
I guess I'm a little bit of everything. Seen so many flags unfurl. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak trees. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight, I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of a Spaniard at the Fountain of Youth, an old Augustine by the sea. Down around Broughton, I'm a Seminole Indian who somehow through it all still walks free. I'm the sunburned face of that old Key West calm, watching hurricanes from down on Duval Street. I'm a tarpon jumping down in Chokoloskee, where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfathers wore when in the fields out of Lustig they fought. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill at Lacoochee, now as vanished as the cypress they saw. I'm Apalachicola oysters and I'm Crystal Springs, Cousin Thelma Bolton and I'm Will McLean. I'm Forest Green and I'm Golden Shores, I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboys riding fence on Lyke's brother's herd, or canoe trip down the Mayaca where the gator's still left undisturbed. Coral's still alive out in old Tampa Bay, in a secret place my brother and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine in Ben Hill Griffin's frostproof grove. Water's once clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. So take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free. All of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Spaniard and I'm Frenchman and I'm British and I'm Indian. I'm forest and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men. Proud as can be when I roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more?